Welcome to our latest podcast. My name is Mohammed Syed, and I'm Head of Asset Management at Coutts. I'm very pleased to say that I'd like to welcome the Chairman of Coutts, Lord William Waldegrave, who will be hosting this podcast with me. We wanted to share with you some of our thoughts on three main topics. Firstly, the work that Coutts has been doing to ensure that we continue to fulfill our commitments to both clients and staff through this unprecedented disruption. Secondly, our perspective on the government's response to the spread of the virus. And finally, how pandemic is likely to shape social and industrial landscape of Britain in the years to come. Lord Waldegrave, no one could have predicted the extent and depth of the impact of COVID-19 and the amount of impact it is having globally. I know we have all been dedicated to ensuring business continuity for our clients and supporting our staff. Perhaps you could share some insights into how Coutts has been managing the situation, please.
Delighted to do so, Mo, and hello, everybody. The basic DNA of a private bank like Coutts is that we should serve our clients in the time when things are bad as well as when the times are good. And the best way of doing that, of course, is to look after our own staff too, so that we've had a dual-pronged approach, serve the clients and keep our staff safe. Now, we, like every other business in the country, in the world probably, have had a perfect storm in the last week. Many things have gone right. Much of our resilience, which we had built in the past, has been shown to be very worthwhile. But some things were unexpected. Coutts 24, with its three call centers, went down because we hadn't predicted that the distancing, the social distancing, and indeed the fact that we had some actual confirmed cases would make it very difficult to run the call centers. Now, by early next week, we're going to have, as a result of remarkable work by the staff and the technologists, we're going to be up and running again with a decentralized Coutts 24. In the meantime, with the help of clients, and I have to say they've been wonderful about this, we transferred online, and there's been a callback system in action. We've had some difficulties, and I apologize to anyone who's had to wait what seems unconscionably long, but the wait times are now coming down fast, and we've had some wonderful support from clients. We've been able to help with some extraordinary range of things, finding a supply of fresh vegetables for one client, perhaps more seriously helping get a young student back from who was on a gap year back from India on the last flight out from Mumbai, which was done by our concierge service. So there's been some wonderful actions done by our staff, and some very close new relationships have been set up with clients as a result. Because Coutts has been around for 300 years and more, we've seen bigger crises even than this in that long time, and our absolute determination is that this is the purpose of having a relationship with a bank like Coutts, that you will find that we do our very, very best to stand by you when we need to do so. So thank you to clients, thank you to staff, above all. And that takes me on, I suppose, to the huge decisions that are having to be taken by governments all around the world, including our own. Now, we live in a free liberal democracy, so our government action, as I know very well, having been a government minister, having indeed been Secretary of State for Health in my time, that every government action is accompanied by a chorus of criticism from the backbenches, both literally and figuratively. And that's what our journalists think their job is to do. And perhaps it is, because I'm haunted by that doctor from China who died, I think, very sadly, who said it's essential to have more than one voice. It is essential to have more than one voice, even though sometimes when you're trying to take decisions, they're a bit irritating. I think the government has done some things very well. I think the calling in of the whole of industry to build ventilators and other medical devices, the extraordinary swiftness with which we've built huge new hospitals and manned and womaned them has been very impressive. I think that holding the line, and this is difficult, against using bad tests, even though there's a great clamor to use them, but bad tests are more dangerous than no tests, because if you send people back with wrong information that they are immune and they're not immune, you do more danger, more damage than if you've done nothing. But we've got to get the testing up and going. The strengths of the NHS are also its weaknesses. Its strength is its capacity to make a centralized response. Its weakness is over-centralization. So I was very glad to see all the resources of our very, very vigorous and creative biotech industry and biotech research base now being called into action by the government. I was rung by one of our great newspapers to ask me to criticize the Secretary of State and tell him he was doing it all wrong as one of his predecessors. I refused to do that because I think some of the decisions they're facing are unprecedented, and I think we should, unless there is some really dreadful mistake, we should be giving people the benefit of the doubt that they're using all the best scientific evidence they can. And when the liberal democracies around the world, with all their huge scientific and industrial capacity, unite to do something, my goodness, they do it. I remember, I'm an amateur historian like lots of you, I remember the remark of the Japanese admiral after Pearl Harbor, and he said, I think we may have woken a sleeping giant, and they did. And this virus has released astonishing efforts around the world, both scientific and industrial. But it'll be a long way and a long time before it's all back to anything that resembles normal. Now, things are going to change, I think, in the future. For example, there are plenty of people, like most of those in Coutts, most of those probably listening to this, who are now working from home. And some of us are finding that it works extremely well after initial bits of trouble with the technology and trying to keep one's children off the Wi-Fi at the vital moment. It is possible to do far more in a decentralized way than perhaps we've thought. I think that will have a long-term effect on the structure of industry and the structure of transport. I think people will be saying things like, as they are saying, are we sure it's right to build great new railway lines? Shouldn't we be ensuring very powerful broadband everywhere? We'll need a bit of both. There will be huge hits for some industries and huge opportunities for others. Socially, I think there will be, it will depend a good deal what the future, the next stage, how it goes. If people come to see that what has happened has been caused and the risk has been increased by bad actions by government, well, those governments will be punished. If, on the other hand, people say, well, in retrospect, governments did pretty well and there was not that much different that could have been done, then respect for governments will increase. The other big, and this will be my final point now, the other big response is what happens afterwards. If you look at 1945, to be an amateur historian again, we really drew in Britain the wrong lesson, I think, from the war, which was that the best way to run everything was nationalize it, centralize it, control it. And we had a long period of austerity, probably longer than other countries, which in retrospect was probably a waste of time. We did some good things, set up the NHS, but we also over-controlled. We should have released private enterprise to rebuild the economy earlier, as we did in 1951. That debate will rage now in the future, and I hope it comes down on the side of saying the new society, which is going to be respectful, I hope, of the need for good government action, should also realize that it's only the power of decentralized, original action by scientists, entrepreneurs, engineers, business people who will rebuild the economy, which will have taken a very big hit from all this. Well, there you are, Mo. That's from the local to the future. And one thing can be sure, things will be different in the future than they've been in the past.
Many thanks for sharing your thoughts today, Lord Waldegrave. Really insightful, particularly the references to, you know, how we as a nation have operated, and particularly Coutts having seen so many crises over its 300-year history. And we, as you quite rightly said, we will come through this as well. These are certainly unusual times, and we don't know all the answers, but how this will evolve in the coming months. What we can say is that Coutts is prepared for what may come, and our priority is building on the great relationships we have with our clients and being there for them when it matters. So please remember that we are here to help, and if you'd like to get in touch, please don't hesitate to get in touch with your private banker. Clearly, some of the highlights that Lord Waldegrave has positioned from private enterprise, as well as the social impact and the changing landscape will be evolving as we go forward. Thank you so much for listening, and I wish you and your families the very best of health for the coming weeks. Thank you.